Chapter 8. Since I arrived in the remote Russian province of Siberia, I have visited a number of different attractions. Since I arrived in the remote Russian province of Siberia, I have visited a number of different attractions. Since I arrived in the remote Russian province of Siberia, I have visited a number of different attractions. It is easy to understand why it is a special place to them, as it is a source of life not only to the local population, but also to the whole country. It is easy to understand why it is a special place to them, as it is a source of life not only to the local population, but also to the whole country. It is easy to understand why it is a special place to them, as it is a source of life not only to the local population, but also to the whole country. The lake provides food from its depths for the local people, and also generates electricity through massive hydroelectric dams, which were built by President Khrushchev in the 1960s. The lake provides food from its depths for the local people, and also generates electricity through massive hydroelectric dams, which were built by President Khrushchev in the 1960s. The lake provides food from its depths for the local people, and also generates electricity through massive hydroelectric dams, which were built by President Khrushchev in the 1960s. If there was no other water on the planet, it would take the entire population of the world 40 years to empty this great lake. If there was no other water on the planet, it would take the entire population of the world 40 years to empty this great lake. If there was no other water on the planet, it would take the entire population of the world 40 years to empty this great lake. In 1904, when Russia was at war with Japan, the army laid railroad tracks across the ice to move supplies to its soldiers. In 1904, when Russia was at war with Japan, the army laid railroad tracks across the ice to move supplies to its soldiers. In 1904, when Russia was at war with Japan, the army laid railroad tracks across the ice to move supplies to its soldiers. Before I came to Russia, all I had heard about Siberia was that in the old days of the USSR, people who displeased the government were sent here as a punishment. Before I came to Russia, all I had heard about Siberia was that in the old days of the USSR, people who displeased the government were sent here as a punishment. Before I came to Russia, all I had heard about Siberia was that in the old days of the USSR, people who displeased the government were sent here as a punishment. The famous Trans-Siberian Express follows Baikal's shoreline, and people can view one of nature's greatest wonders from the warmth of a train cabin. The famous Trans-Siberian Express follows Baikal's shoreline, and people can view one of nature's greatest wonders from the warmth of a train cabin. The famous Trans-Siberian Express follows Baikal's shoreline, and people can view one of nature's greatest wonders from the warmth of a train cabin.